With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good, how are you?
Good, I've been dying to pick your guys' brains. We should, of course, say from the outset, there shall be no spoilers on my radio show ever, and I'm gathering you probably don't want any spoilers either, right?
We appreciate that. Yeah. No spoilers.
Okay, let's go right back to the start. Where did the idea for Stranger Things first kind of crystallize, you know, into something beyond more, hey, we love these kinds of movies and shows and ideas?
Yeah. Well, it didn't start with that. So Ross and I had an old idea that was based on the Montauk Project, which is a conspiracy theory regarding experiments that may or may not have taken place in Montauk in the early 1980s. But we could never figure out what that story was. Then we saw the movie Prisoners with, you know, the Hugh Jackman,
yes,
Jake Gyllenhaal movie, great movie. We walked out of that and we thought, you know, that would have been cool to see that as a long running television show about this, you know, we'd love to have seen those characters, you know, searching for this missing kid for, you know, 8 hours. And then I think it was the next day that we combined the two ideas together. You know, it was like, what would Prisoners look like with a monster? So, and then that put the show, because we wanted to revolve around the Montauk Project in the early 1980s. And then that struck us that, hey, this idea is extra cool because it would allow us to kind of pay homage to the films of that era that we love so much.
Right. And what struck me listening to you guys talk over the years has been, I don't know if looseness is the right word, but how you didn't pitch a fully formed 5-season idea to Netflix and get them to, because I've heard you talk about season one where we thought we would do this with a character, but then this actor came in and then we decided, like, so you guys were really able to be, I don't know, what's the word, like, reactive to things while you were creating this show. Is that true?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's one of the joys that we found in television is that, you know, we can allow it to evolve and, yeah, so let the actors sort of tell you what these characters are, let the show tell you which directions it wants to go in. And I think, I mean, sometimes you see, you know, in these movie franchises, you see the mistake being made of people planning 5 years in advance. And it's like, you got to make one good movie, my friend, before you start planning out your universe. And so we try to, with every season, it's not that we have some idea of where it's going, but mostly we're going, let's just throw everything at this season and make this the best possible season that we could make. And that's what we try to do. Now, this season was a little bit different as it's being the final season.
Of
course, we wanted it to be the best season yet, but also we go, well, we have to resolve a certain number of mysteries and character arcs. We can't kick the can down the road anymore.
No.
So there were a lot of boxes we had to check in this final season.
Okay. And when you guys were first pitching this, maybe, or even putting it together in your own heads, what part of this universe was clearest to you, say individually, Ross first, like, was it Hawkins? Was it the characters? Was it the upside? What was the thing that was to you was like, okay, I know what this bit's going to be?
That's a good question. I think for us, it was the clearest thing I had a sense of was the tone, because the characters honestly were more like that first pilot script. They were much sketchier until we cast the actors.
I would say maybe with the exception of 11.
Maybe with the exception of 11, who I think was pretty clear. The rest, I think, and then evolved a lot. But I think we knew the tone and the sense of what we really talked about from those initial days when we first came up with the idea was this sense of this, the ordinary meeting the extraordinary. And we talked a lot about the films of our youth and that what that feeling that it gave us. So when we were young and trying to evoke that sense of wonder in the ordinary, the classic would be from season one is, you know, we have Winona who plays Joyce with the ball of Christmas lights, you know, talking to what she thinks is her son in another dimension. And I think that vibe and that feeling and that tone is something that has been pretty clear to us since the early days.
Gotcha. And Matt, is it hard to kill off characters or even actors that you like?
Oh yeah, it's always been really hard, especially when you fall in love with a particular actor or character. I mean, I remember, you know, Sean Astin.
I'm so glad you said Sean Astin. I'm so glad.
Sean Astin. I just love him so much. We loved writing that character too. And so that was a character he was designed to die. He was created to die.
Right.
So he was going to die. He was supposed to die around episode 3, but we just loved Sean and we loved that character so much that we pushed his death to episode 4, then 5, then 6, then 7, then 8. And then right when we were about at the end of the season, we're like, well, if we're going to kill him, we got to kill him.
Right, right.
I remember how hard it was to shoot that day. I remember that it was a hard day for Sean. It was a hard day for us. I remember Winona was upset because how much she loved Sean. Mm. So yeah, it was hard. It was difficult. I would say season 4, killing Eddie. And listen, you go through these moments, and maybe Ross is a little bit more hardcore than I am. I mean, I'm a little bit more of a softie. I think at a certain point, I advocated for both saving Bob and Eddie.
Right.
And Ross talks some sense into me.
We have so many characters.
No, already. Thank God. I mean, I miss them, but also, sure. Yes, we have too. We have almost too many characters as it is. So they you know, they had to die.
Okay, I hear you. And is there anybody currently in Stranger Things that was due to be killed off at some point, but is still knocking about?
Well, Steve in season 1 was originally going to die, but then we fell in love with Joe Keery,
and
luckily, all of our fans fell in love with him as well. So we had to keep him alive.
Okay.
Once that happened, but most of the other deaths, I think we went through with Hopper season 3. We had really talked about killing him for real, and then at the end of the day, we just felt that his, you know, Hopper story wasn't over yet, that he still had some growing to do, and we needed him to reach, you know, we didn't want to kill him mid arc.
Gotcha. As an Irish radio show, I have to ask whether there are any Irish actors right now knocking about in the world that you guys would like to work with in the future, because obviously this is the end of Stranger Things and you will move on to something else. Is there anybody piquing your interest on our little island?
Yeah, there are so many incredible Irish actors. I hope I get them right. Well, they are in fact Irish.
Killian, for sure, right?
Killian.
Yeah, we got to meet him. He's incredible. Josh O'Connor's Irish, right? Yeah, love Josh O'Connor. There's an actress, isn't she? Is Allison Oliver Irish? I feel like she might be. Anyway, oh my God, someone's going to kill me on the
line. No, it's cool. True. It's cool. But there are lots.
There are lots of incredible Irish actors we'd love to work with. Also, Colin, I know you guys all, huh? Oh, Colin. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
Wouldn't it?
You know, and you guys have the best accent in the world. So,
well, you're very kind, but we also have an amazing setup here where lots of TV shows are made here. So I'm just saying our little island has an awful lot to offer. So
I would love to go film in Ireland.
I love Atlanta, Georgia, but we can't do it anymore.
There you go. Well,
10 years. So I would love to go elsewhere.
Dublin, Limerick, Belfast. We've got you boxed off. We'll sort you out. Don't worry.
Let's do it.
What's your tax incentive over there?
Incredibly, incredibly generous. And I'm being honest about that. That's why TV shows get made. Talk to the boys at Game of Thrones. They'll tell you.
All right.
Oh, we do know Dan and Dave.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Matt and Ross, congratulations on season 5. We love it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.